today's episode, it's all about flipping the script. We're going to talk about why negative self-talk shows up. Yes, even in the pros, Nick Kyrgios is a perfect example for that one. How to recognize it when it's happening and what to say instead to keep your game on track. Welcome back to the podcast, Holistic Tennis Performance, where we go beyond just strokes and strategy. I'm your host, Gira Schofield. This is part two of our self-talk series, what negative self-talk sounds like. First, let's be real. We all have those moments. We all can't be 100% positive all the time, and even goes for self-talk. However, as much as we can limit our negative self-talk, it really does make a difference. Because if you listen to our first episode, we really dive into why our brain is taking in all that information all the time. So go check that out if you haven't listened to it yet. We have those moments, right? We say, I suck at this. I can't believe I missed that easy shot. It was right there and I dumped it into the net. Or I always mess up under pressure. These thoughts creep in fast, especially during tight matches or when we're tired. Say we lost the first set and it was close, 6-4, and then we're down 4-0. It is very easy to give up, and that inner voice, that critical inner voice, starts to creep in. Even the pros deal with this. Remember when Naomi Osaka openly talked about how tough it is to keep a positive mindset during stressful matches? That kind of honesty helps us normalize this struggle and shows how important it is to work through it. Again, it happens to all of us. So if you're a beginner tennis, intermediate, or play on your club team, you are not the only one. Remember that. Let's recognize these triggers. How to catch yourself in the act. Start by looking for your own trigger, such as, is it after a double fault, after you miss a volley, or maybe when your opponent hits a lucky shot, or they called a ball out when it was in, and then it just sets you off. Here's a quick exercise. Next time you play, write down the first negative thought you notice. Don't judge it, just observe it. This is a pattern that could be showing up for you and on repeat in the subconscious mind. You just don't know. However, once you know your go-to mental ruts, you can actually plan for them. So let's flip it and replace it with positive self-talk. So here's the fun part. And this is such a great framework that you can utilize all the time, even off the court. But since we're talking about self-talk on the court, we'll keep it to that. First, notice it. I just told myself I'm always missing my backhand in the net, right? Or I'm always missing my backhand on the run. Next, name it. That's a trigger thought. Okay, I am talking negatively to myself. Now, reframe it. Try, I get into better positioning and hit a shot that allows me to get back into the court. The key is to speak in the present tense and to keep it believable. You don't have to say I'm the best player ever, but you can say I trust my swing. I trust the work that I'm putting in. A great example from the pros is Iga Świątek. Sorry if I mispronounced that. Iga has mentioned how she uses breathing and mental cues to calm herself. She often brings herself back with a simple affirming phrase, is one point at a time. So here's some quick reframes from negative thoughts to positive, powerful ones. I always double fault. Instead, I focus on my toss and tempo. Next, I always fold under pressure. Instead, I slow down and breathe. I take my time. Next, I'm not good at net. Instead, I'm learning to finish the point at net. It's not just positivity, it's strategy. You're literally coaching yourself mid-match. And when you can be a positive coach to yourself, that is life-changing. So this week's challenge, write down three negative thoughts you said to yourself recently on the court. Then come up with a reframe for each and share it with me. I'd love to hear some of the things you're working through. And hey, this takes practice, but so does your backhand, right? In our next episode of our three-part series, we're taking it one step further, putting positive self-talk into practice, where we'll build your own custom set of affirmations and create a quick reset you can use during matches. If you like today's episode, leave a review or share share it with your tennis community. Until then, take a breath, speak kindly to yourself, and keep playing with your heart.